Hello there, dear daughter. My name is Deb, and I'm so happy that you're here for this wonderful plan called Dearest Daughter, and this plan is near and dear to my heart. I help lead a ministry called Help Club for Moms, and the reason I helped start Help Club was because I did not have a mom growing up. My mother was an alcoholic. I lost her emotionally when I was 11, and I lost her physically. She died when I was 20, and so I grew up in a very broken home, and so I know what it's like to feel like you don't have a mom and need mothering. And so this plan is so precious to me because I just feel God calling me to just encourage you and to perhaps be a second mom to you. I mean, maybe you're like me and you didn't have a mom that was there for you emotionally or physically, or maybe she wasn't a Christian mom, or maybe she is a Christian mom, but you don't feel close to her, or whatever the reason, and you might just need a second mom, or you might need mothering. And so I know what that feels like, and I just wanted to tell you that I love you. I know I don't know you, but I love you, and I'm praying for you. God has really put you on my heart to pray for you and to write these devotions for you. And I'm just praying that it encourages you and helps you to know that you're not alone. Because guys, God, He will make it up to you. If you're like me and you didn't have a mom, He'll make it up to you. Maybe you didn't have a dad. He'll make that up to you as well. Or maybe you have wounds from your parents. Whatever it is, guys. Oh, I'm telling you, He's so good. Ask Him to make it up to you. Ask God to be your mother. Ask Him to be your father. Ask Him to be your husband if you're a single mom. Whatever you need, just ask Him. He will fill you up. And I'm just so glad you're here. I wanted to tell you that I read all of the devotionals with a, you know, so that you can listen to them over audio. But I just wanted to encourage you to make sure that you read the scriptures in the Bible app, because God's words, you guys, are the most important words. These are the words that will change you. God's words are like no one else's words. They're living and active. They will change you, and they will help you, and they will encourage you in your deep parts of your soul that need encouraging. And so I want to encourage you, make sure you don't skip reading the scriptures. And so I just wanted to get on here and just say hello. And I know that we're just, meeting kind of on YouVersion, but I wanted to tell you that I'm also in the Help Club for Moms online group on Facebook, and I do Mothering Monday videos every Monday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time. And I'd love to see you there. And that way we can at least connect a little bit more, right? I do know a lot of the ladies in the online group, even though I've never met them. I feel like they're my friends. And guys, God does that. He ties people's hearts together. So I would love to see you in the online group. And if you do come there, please say hello, because I would love to see you and I would love to get to know you. I really have a heart for moms, and the Lord has called me to this. He's called me to be a second mom to whoever He brings into my life. So I just wanted to say hello and tell you I love you, and I'm going to say a little prayer for you. Lord Jesus, thank you for my dear daughter listening to this devotion today, this introduction. God, I pray that as she's going through this plan, that you would speak to her heart, that you would encourage her, that she'd know that with you there is always hope, no matter what background she came from, no matter if she's the perfect mom or a mom that just feels like she's so just not a good mom and not as good a mom as her friends, whatever, wherever she's at, Lord, that she would keep her eyes on you, knowing that you are the one that can help her. You love her so much. You're there with her. As a Christian, she has the Holy Spirit living inside of her. God, help her to never forget about that, and that you will guide her, you will direct her, you will speak to her. And Jesus, I pray every single time that she reads the devotion in the scriptures, or if she listens to the recorded devotion and reads the scriptures, whatever she does on this plan, God, that you would speak to her. God that when she finishes up this plan on day 7, that she will feel that she met with the God of the universe, that she will feel that she heard you speak to her, that she will feel that she has hope for her future because you are with her in her home. Come, Holy Spirit, speak to her heart. Help her to know you love her and that I love her. And I just pray that she would feel joy every day as she reads through this plan. Bless her with her children and in her marriage if she's married. And if she's a single mom, God, let her know that you are her husband and that you love her so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. Thank you for being here. Bye-bye. Oh, and also, if you have any prayer requests, you can email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.